After the boom and bust, after the go-go frenzy and the Wall Street meltdown, the composure class rose once again to the fore. The people in this group hadn't made their money through hedge fund wizardry or by some big financial score. They'd earned it by climbing the meritocratic ladder of success. They'd made good grades in school, established solid social connections, joined quality companies, medical practices, and firms. Wealth had just settled down upon them gradually, like a gentle snow. You'd see a paragon of the composure class lunching al fresco at some shaded bistro in Aspen or Jackson Hole. He's just back from China and stopping by for a corporate board meeting on his way to a 500-mile bike-a-thon to support the fight against lactose intolerance. He is asexually handsome, with a little less body fat than Michelangelo's David, and hair so lush and luxuriously wavy that if you saw him in L.A., you'd ask, "Who's that handsome guy with George Clooney?" As he crosses his legs, you observe that they are immeasurably long and slender. He doesn't really have thighs. Each leg is just one elegant calf on top of another. His voice is like someone walking in socks on a Persian carpet, so calm and composed he makes Barack Obama sound like Lenny Bruce. He met his wife at the Clinton Global Initiative. They happened to be wearing the same Doctors Without Borders support bracelets and quickly discovered they had the same yoga instructor, and their Fulbright scholarships came only 2 years apart. They are a wonderfully matched pair, with the only real tension between them involving their workout routines. For some reason, today's high-prestige men do a lot of running and biking and only work on the muscles in the lower half of their bodies. High-status women, on the other hand, pay ferocious attention to their torsos, biceps, and forearms, so they can wear sleeveless dresses all summer and crush rocks into pebbles with their bare hands. So Mr. Casual Elegance married Ms. Sculpted Beauty in a ceremony officiated by Bill and Melinda Gates, and they produced three wonderful children: effortless brilliance, global compassion, and artistically gifted. Like most upper and upper-middle-class children, these kids are really good at obscure sports. Centuries ago, members of the educated class discovered that they could no longer compete in football, baseball, and basketball, so they stole lacrosse from the American Indians to give them something to dominate. The kids all excelled at homogeneous and proudly progressive private high schools, carefully spending their summers interning at German science labs. Junior year, their parents sat them down and solemnly informed them that they were now old enough to start reading The Economist. They went off to selective colleges with good sports teams like Duke and Stanford, and then they launched careers that would reflect well on their parents, for example, by becoming chief economist at the World Bank after a satisfying few years with the Joffrey Ballet. Members of the composure class spend much of their adult lives going into rooms and making everybody else feel inferior. This effect is only magnified by the fact that they are sincere, modest, and nice. Nothing gives them greater pleasure than inviting you out to their weekend place. This involves meeting them Friday afternoon at some private airport. They arrive with their belongings in a tote bag because when you have your own plane, you don't need luggage that actually closes. It's best to tuck away a few granola bars if you go on one of these jaunts because the sumptuary code of this new gentry means that they will semi-starve you all weekend. This code involves lavish spending on durables and Spartan spending on consumables. They'll give you a ride on a multi-million-dollar Gulfstream 5 and serve a naked turkey slice sandwich on stale bread from the Safeway. They will have a 9-bedroom weekend mansion, but they brag that the furniture is from IKEA. And on Saturday, they'll offer you one of those hunger strike lunches, 4 lettuce shards and 3 grams of tuna salad, because they think everybody eats as healthily as they do. It has become fashionable in these circles to have dogs a third as tall as the ceiling heights, so members of the composure class have these gigantic bear-like hounds named after Jane Austen characters. The dogs are crossbreeds between St. Bernards and Velociraptors, and they will gently lay their giant muzzles on tabletops or Range Rover roofs, whichever is higher. The weekend itself will consist of long bouts of strenuous activity interrupted by short surveys of the global economic situation and bright stories about their closest friends, Rupert, Warren, Colin, Sergei, Bono, and the Dalai Lama. In the evenings, they will traipse down to a resort community for ice cream and a stroll. Spontaneous applause may erupt on the sidewalks as they parade their immaculate selves down the avenues, licking their interesting gelatos. People will actually choose to vacation in these places just to bathe in the aura of human perfection.